1 John 3, the Bible says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. But beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. Whosoever commit a sin transgresseth against the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that He was manifest to take away our sins, and in Him," I like this part, "is no sin. Whosoever abideth in Him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: saved forever. Amen? Saved forever. As we've been looking, as we've been looking at the Word of God, and we've been talking to people over the last few weeks, it seems like it just keeps coming up. People talking about being saved and being lost, and being saved again and being lost. I won't say the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches it, that you're saved, praise God, by the marvelous work of Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. You've been signed, sealed, praise God, delivered, glory be to God, sealed by the Holy Ghost, God, until the day of redemption. You say, "Well, preacher, do you know for sure? Can we know for sure?" I want to say, praise God, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can know, to praise God, that you're a child of God, that you belong to Him this morning. You're in His hand, covered by the blood of Jesus, and the Bible said there's no man can pluck you out. Last time I looked, I was a man. But praise God, I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He put me in the Father's hand, praise God, and there ain't no man, including myself, can take me out. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that. But see, the key we have here is whosoever is born of God. Amen. Look at verse 6. He said, "Whosoever abideth in Him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him." You know what's wrong with the world today? There's a whole lot of people out there with a profession and no possession. We've got a head now. Everybody knows who Jesus is. We're living in a world today, praise God. I mean, I don't care where you go. You can go to Rome. You can go to Germany. You can go to Russia. You can go to China. You can go to the deepest, darkest jungles of earth. And everybody knows who Jesus is. Amen? And they don't like it much. The name of Jesus, praise God, offends people. Amen? We're living in a day when the name of Jesus offends people. You know why? Because they're living in wickedness. Amen. I told you a while back, we've done foregone sinfulness. We've done far surpassed sinfulness. We're living in wicked times. We're living in times, praise God, it's so sinful, and it's not even sin, it's wickedness. Amen. Amen. People are continuous wicked, always looking and devising some form of wickedness. Amen. You see it all around us. You hear it on, you can't turn on the news without hearing about some wickedness that's taking place. Somebody hurting some little old child. Well, I tell you, that's one of my pet peeves. Somebody that would hurt one of these little old children. Well, I tell you, there's nothing as bad as that. Amen? Wickedness in this world today because of the sinfulness of man, the depravity of the human nature. Amen? We're depraved today. We need help in this day that we live. We need it. Hey, and the only place we're going to get help, it ain't going to come from our government. It ain't going to come from passing new law. It's going to come from getting a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's going to come through the Lord moving in our hearts, praise God, in a mighty way. Amen. Until we can get some help so we can get some hope. Amen. We're living in a hopeless world. Amen. These people around us today that's got riches untold, but yet they're dropping like flies. Because they have everything this world has offered, and they don't have no hope. Amen. I want to say, outside the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have nothing. Amen. We have nothing without the Lord. We have to have the Lord. Amen. He's that satisfies our soul. He's that moves in, praise God, and takes up His abode. He's that leads us along. He's that carries us through, praise God. He's the great deliverer this morning. Amen. Amen. He delivers, praise God, from this old wicked world. But most of all, He delivers us from ourselves. I don't know about you, this but Brother Andrew, self gives me more problem than anybody else. Yeah. Amen. Self is the one that I have the most trouble dealing with. And hey, the people around me I can deal with okay, because I can ignore them. But I want to say this one, you can't ignore yourself. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Self rises up every morning. You get up and you stagger into the bathroom and you look in the mirror and there you are. Amen. And we have to deal with ourself all the time. But I want to say it, we've got an advocate with the Father, praise God, which is Christ Jesus, the righteous, and He's on our side. Amen. So John pins her down here, and he said, there's a love that comes up. It's not of this world, praise God, but it's out of this world. He said, we can't even get a hold of it. We can't put our mind around how much God loves us, how much He wants to help us, how much He wants to bring us along, how much He wants to encourage us. Amen. We can't get our mind around, Brother John, what Jesus has already done for us. How that He went to the cross of Calvary and He took our sins. Paid our sin debt. Amen. Hanging on that cross of Calvary. If you weren't here Wednesday night, you ought to get a copy of that message. I preached on it, how death is defeated. Amen. Praise God, I used to be scared of the dark. I used to be afraid to pillow my head, turn the lights off. But praise be to God, I'm not afraid no more, because death is defeated. Amen. The light, marvelous light, the Lord Jesus Christ has shed abroad in my heart. Praise God, I can sleep with the light off. Amen. In the darkest night, praise God, it don't bother me, because I know who's got me. Amen. I've been bought with a price. I'm no longer my own. Amen. I've been purchased by, praise God, from another world. The Lord Jesus Christ owns me now, praise God. I've committed myself to Him. And I know who's going to keep me. Amen. When the boogeyman comes at night, you young fellas, young girls, when the old boogeyman comes at night, praise God, all you need to do, put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those of you that just recently been saved, amen, you don't have to worry about the boogeyman. You don't have to get mom and daddy to check under the bed no more. Praise God, you can just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory to God. He'll check under that bed for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what He does, praise God. He gets rid of the boogeyman. Amen. Hey, glory to God. I don't worry about Him no more. Amen. He don't bother me no. I pillow my head, praise God, sleep like a baby. Amen. Because the devil's gone, man. He don't bother me. I don't worry about him. All the only time I worry about the devil is when some of you get gone. There's a few empty places this morning. As a pastor of church with a pastor's heart, when I look back there and I see these places empty, and they should be faces there, and it bothers me. Because I can just see the old devil trying to put hooks in them and drag them off in the pit. Amen. Now, some of them's traveling. Some of them's taking their last little outing before school starts back. And I appreciate them calling me and letting me know. That way I don't worry about them. I just say, Lord, just watch over them and keep them safe. But if I don't know where you're at, amen, it bothers my heart. Because I fear the worst. Amen. I can just see the old devil trying to get his hooks in and drag you off into a pit somewhere. Destroy your life. Destroy your testimony. But praise God, I'm glad there's something that moves into your heart, praise God, when you surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, that saves you forever from the boogeyman. Amen. I don't worry about him no more. But look what he says in verse 9. He said, whoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Amen. Whoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Amen. Did you hear that this morning? You say, well, preacher, there you are. Say, we must all be lost. Because the Bible says we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. But I want to say, praise God, when John's talking to you right here, brother, he's not talking about your stinking flesh. Amen. This flesh will give you trouble all the days of your life. You'll contend with this flesh, amen, till the very day that life goes out of you. Amen. But praise God, I want to say, if you're a child of God and you've been born again, and something's come in, praise God, that'll supersede your flesh. It'll come in there, praise God, and it'll abide, well, glory, it'll abide down in your heart. Praise God, He'll help you to fight off the adversary. Amen. This flesh will destroy us if we let it. This flesh is forever sinful. Amen. We've got people in church that stay defeated half the time because they do things in the flesh. I want to say, praise God, the flesh ain't saved. Amen. God don't save the flesh. Amen. We look at that scripture there. He that committeth sin, or in other words, he that practices sin and continues in sin. I want to say, praise God, if you get born again, Holy Ghost of God will direct you away from sin. Amen. But it's not about the practice, praise God. It's about what we have in our heart. That's about getting that out of your head and into your heart. Where you can begin, praise God, to let the Lord Jesus Christ be manifest in your life. Amen. When you get up every morning and you say, Lord, oh, what a beautiful day you made because you said it was yours. And what are we going to do today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What can I do, praise God, to bring glory to your name? To magnify, lift up, to uplift the brother, to edify the church.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God says, hey, look, me and you together, we'll just march on, praise God. And then, hey, I'll open doors, I'll give you opportunities. And all you'll have to do is step through it, praise God, and just see the marvelous works of God. Amen. But we won't be able to do it in this flesh. We're going to have to realize, Brother John, we've got to get past this flesh. Amen. We got to get past this man and this woman, praise God, this boy, this girl, praise God, that's rising up and fighting against us. The flesh is contrary to the spirit. This outward man that we live in is contrary to that inward man. Paul said, that I would not, that I do, and that I would, I do not. He said, I'm having a struggle. He said, like, there's a conflict inside. There's going to continue to be a conflict between this fleshly man, the outward man, and that inward man. Amen? But I want to tell you, young fellas, praise God, it's just got in. And praise God, that inward man, praise the Lord, he's a winner.
Amen.
He's already overcome the obstacles that the devil throw at you. Praise God, all you got to do is submit yourself to the Lord. Praise God, and put up a resistance. That's what James said. Just submit ourselves to God. Put up that resistance. When the old devil comes around there and says, hey, wait a minute. You don't need to go up there to the church house on Wednesday night. Why don't you just go down there and go ahead and do what you need to do. You know you got so much going on. And this is more important. And I will say this while I'm here before I miss it. I appreciate everybody went over there to the revival meeting with us Tuesday night. Amen. What a blessing it was to see about 2/3 of the church show up for that revival meeting to back your church and magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't go for a show, praise God. We just go to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And I appreciate that. But if we ain't careful, the old devil, he'll rise up and he'll speak this old flesh and the flesh will listen.
Amen.
Amen. This flesh will give in. This flesh is apt to give in. But praise be to God if we recognize and realize that inward person that's in us, which is the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. That the Lord Jesus Christ sent so that we'd never be alone. You know what the problem is? We just don't stop and take time to talk to Him. Or sometimes it's not even so much. I think that's what we do. See, I told you, the good Lord give us two ears and one mouth. We need to stop talking sometimes and just start listening.
Amen.
There's people all around us this morning that's trying to tell us right. There's people that love us and taking this blessed old book, Brother Dean, and trying to tell us what thus says the Word of God. But we open our mouth and we begin to say stuff before we ever stop to listen. We do the same thing with the Holy Ghost of God. He's trying to direct us. He's trying to show us what we need, and we won't listen. We've got some comment to make to God. Have you ever bargained with God? Huh? Yeah. You say, well, Lord, you know, if you'll do this, I'll do that. But the bad part is we don't keep our part.
Amen.
Bible said it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. You know, preacher, you mean we oughtn't to make a vow to God and break it? We oughtn't to make a vow to God. We oughtn't to make a vow to our fellow brother or sister, praise God, and break it.
Amen.
And we ought to stand on what we say. We ought to believe what we say, praise God, and stand on it.
Amen.
Amen. That defines us. We're living a day and hour that your word don't mean nothing. You look around, that's all over the place. Look at our government. These rascals run for office. and they get in there and they spew out these words and they talk with this, they talk with these words and boy, they just melt your heart. You say, boy, that's the man. You know what I'm talking about? Then they get in office and they look like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Amen. You can't even get a hold of them on the phone to ask them why they're doing this or why they're doing that. They won't even talk to you. They take off on their own little agenda. But if we ain't very careful, listen to me, in this old flesh in which we live, we'll take off on our own little agenda, praise God, and forget to remember God. Amen. That's why in the darkest jungles of the world, praise God, these people that know the name Jesus. But the Bible said in the last days that people for generations, praise God, would forget to remember God. They choose not to remember. They choose not to remember what Jesus Christ done for you on the cross of Calvary. And because of that, men are dying and going to hell by the hundreds. Every 3 seconds, somebody's going out of here, slipping off into eternity, lost without God. Amen? But praise God, they still a God of glory. Amen? It loves people. He come to seek and to save that was lost.
Amen?
He didn't, I want to say this more, He didn't save us to lose us. Amen. He saved us so He could keep us. Bless His holy name. Romans chapter 4 verse 8, He said, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. In other words, He said, hey, listen, you know what that is? He said, God's not going to put it on your account. Amen. Praise be to God. If you've been born again, oh, glory be to God, these things that we do in our flesh, now I'm not telling you go out and live like the devil. God forbid, the Bible said, that we take advantage of what we have as children of God. But praise God, if we sin and we ask God to forgive it, amen, He'll cast it at sea of forgetfulness, and not that He can't remember it, He won't remember it no more.
Amen.
He sees it and He said, hey, look, He said, all I see is the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God, it covers that multitude of sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can be forgiven in Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to continue in our sinfulness. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Said to whom the Lord will not impute. He won't put on our account. So you say, preacher, well, how can we know that we're saved forever? How can we have that assurance, praise God, of the salvation that we need to get us through this life into the next one? Because of what God tells us in His Word. See, it's not a physical salvation. It's not a physical birth. Look over in John chapter 3. Remember the story of Nicodemus? The Bible talks about Nicodemus, that ruler of the Jews, came to Jesus by night. In verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now Nicodemus was looking at this just like me and you do. He was looking at that fleshly side. Listen to what he answered the Lord. Said Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? See, if we ain't careful, we get hooked up on this physical side because that's the side we can see and touch and we can feel. But praise God, I want to say God's not dealing with the physical side. He's dealing with the spiritual side of man. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, don't the physical side matter? Yeah, but when we get the physical, the inner man fixed, the spiritual man fixed, right? Praise God, He takes care of the physical man.
Amen. Amen.
See, we're trying to put our cart before the horse, amen? We're trying to clean them up, dress them up. They come in, they don't look like us. We try to clean them up and make them look good before we ever get them in. Tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. All you're doing is polishing a pig. When it gets done at the end of the day, praise God, they'll go right back in the world and still be a pig. Amen. But praise be to God if we can get the Lord Jesus Christ down in our hearts. Amen. Did you hear me? I'm talking about Stony Fort Baptist Church. Get the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. We can love old sinners. Praise God.
Amen.
Compel them to come in that they might be saved.
Amen.
The Father's house might be full. Amen. Praise God if we ever get right.
Amen.
Amen. Oh me. If we ever get right, praise God, where we need to be with God, old sinners will be saved.
Amen.
Nicodemus said, how can I enter him a second time in my mother's womb and be born? He was looking at that physical side. I want to say, praise God, it's not that physical side God saves. Amen. It's that spiritual side God saves. Amen. It said, Jesus answered in verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now listen here. He lays out here so plain a little kid could understand it. He said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. Amen. Did you get that this morning? that that's born of the flesh, it's flesh. Brother X, no matter what you do to your body, praise God, you're still going to be flesh. Amen. Hey, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter where you come to, no matter what you pray, no matter what you ask, praise God, we're still going to be flesh. That's born of flesh is always flesh. Amen. It's not going to change. It won't get changed because you get saved. See, I think what's wrong with most of us in the fundamental independent Bible believing churches is we think that we get saved, praise God, and this flesh won't bother us no more. Amen. Now, I'm not preaching this morning so you can go out and say, well, preacher said this flesh is a hindrance so we can just do whatever we want to. I'm not doing that at all. God forbid. Amen. I'm telling preachers this, say, praise God, we've got the flesh to contend with. We got this flesh, it's going to rise up, it's going to hinder us, it's going to keep us from walking, talking, acting, and doing what God wants us to do. Hey, we're in a war, we're fighting a battle, praise God. The physical man and the spiritual man, we are waging war with one another. But I want to tell you this morning on authority of God that the one that we feed the most, praise God, will prevail. People's all the time telling, they say, well, preacher, you know, I was saved when I was a little kid, but I don't believe you have to go to church to be saved. But you can look at their life, you can watch them. I can watch them for about 5 minutes. I'm not talking about being a judge. I'm just talking about being a fruit inspector. I can watch them for about 5 minutes and I can tell you whether they're saved or not, whether they've been born again, whether they got the good, or whether they just got a head knowledge. Amen. I've had people that come to me and talk about, oh yes, I can be saved. I read Rabbi, I do this and I do that. And they can quote you scripture, they do these things. But praise God, you watch their life for about 5 minutes, praise God, and they don't live what they say they got. Amen. Oh me. Huh? On how many of us go out here? We come in here to worship the Lord. We come in here to get fed. We come in here to grow. I want to say, praise God, if you're trying to do it out there by yourself, hey man, you'll stay a little bitty babe all your life. Amen. You'll stay on that milk. You'll just have the basic principles. You'll never get past that. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, when we get in there, the Bible says that we need to not to fail together, ourselves together, because we know, praise God, that what's coming on our way, we know what's coming down the pike. God's already showed us, amen, hey, some things coming that we can't handle, and we need somebody. We need a Bill Bryson, praise God, come alongside us and say, hey, don't worry about it. I'll help you pray about that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey man, stood again. Hey, when the old devil and the flesh begins to upset you and begins to turn over your apple cart, pray God, don't run from God. Run from the flesh. Run to God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hey, there's never, I know that ain't good English. They ain't never a time to run away from God.
Amen.
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 There's never, you say, well, preacher, you don't know what I did. No, but God does.
Amen.
So we ought to run to Him, fall on our face, say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. With a broken heart, say, forgive me, old sinner. Lord, help me to do better.
Amen.
Amen. A true heart of repentance.
Amen.
Not a Lord, you caught me repentance. Amen. There's a whole lot of people repent today because they got caught. They come to the altar and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. I messed up. Only reason they do it is because they got caught, because people know about it. But praise God, when we realize that we broke the heart of God and we want to make it right, glory to God, we can fall on our face for a thrice holy God. Say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The old fellow said, looked up. He said, Lord, never even looked up to heaven. He said, Lord, I'm just an old sinner.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, Jesus said, he went away justified.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. All that sin, praise God, was forgiven. Bless His holy name. What a Savior we have. We just realize it's not this flesh, but it's the Lord. Amen. He said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. See how God differentiates these two? Amen. The flesh is flesh. Can't do nothing about it. But He said, there's a spiritual side of man. That's what God's are looking for. God's wanting to get a hold of that spiritual side of man. God's wanting to get a hold of that inward part of man. Not that outside. You clean the outside up, make it look good. You can polish it and fluff it and put smelly stuff on it and make it seem all right. But pray God, if the inside's rotten, it's going to come out on you. Amen. But He said, that's what's born of the Spirit, spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. That's that spiritual man. Amen. It'll have that power and that influence upon life. Praise God. To make a difference somewhere along the line. Amen. We say all the time, but we want our... Old Brother Bill says all the time, he wants his last days to be his best days for the Lord. Amen. That ought to be the heart's desire of every one of us. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I'm just a young man. Amen. Jacob and Jeremiah got saved. We baptized them last Sunday night. And they said, well, preacher, we're just getting in here. We got a long time. You don't know that. You don't know that. We're not promised tomorrow. They was just a few weeks ago, a little 15-year-old boy went to football practice, was heading home, praise God, got over there and smashed into a tree, went out of here into eternity. Amen? We don't know about tomorrow, praise God. If we're going to do anything, if you're going to do anything for Jesus, you better do it now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're saved. Praise the Lord. Not the flesh, but the Spirit. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter kind of lays this out for us in 1 Peter chapter 1, in verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Amen. Took something that's cold and dead and indifferent, praise God, and made it alive. I want to say, praise, a lot of places this morning you go to churches just like this and you can't tell if they're alive or not.
Amen.
Amen. They act pretty dead. Amen. If we got the Lord Jesus Christ, we're not dead, praise God, we're alive. Alive with hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorrupt and undefiled and it fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now let me ask you a question this morning. What is being reserved here? Think about it. What is God reserving for heaven? He said, to an inheritance incorrupt. That means it's a death proof. Amen. I told you it can't die because Jesus already died. Amen. This old body will decay. So he's not preserving this old body. Amen? Amen. Hey, he's not preserving us. Hey, if you don't believe it, just look at us. Every year we come to our birthday, praise God, you look at that man, that woman in the mirror, praise God, you've grown a little bit older. You've got a few more wrinkles. You got a few more ailments. Amen?
Amen.
God's not preserving this old flesh.
Amen.
Amen. This old flesh is dying. It's decaying. Amen. It's amazing. We went over there and these little old babies being born and they come into the world and they come in as brand new creatures. Praise the Lord. And they start to grow and they're so precious as they grow and they begin to learn, they begin to do, and they begin to mock mama and daddy. Amen. You are what they, listen to me, you are what they become. Amen. And they grow up. But you know what? One of these days they're going to grow old. This old flesh, it's corrupt. It's fading away. But he said there's an inheritance. It's incorrupt and it's undefiled. Amen. There's no sin in it. But wait a minute. The Bible says that we sin and come short of the glory of God. Our flesh does. But I want to say, praise God, that spiritual man don't, because it's glory to God. It's sealed in a robe of righteousness.
Amen.
I told you one time I had a dream years ago. I had a dream a year ago, and it's a dream, a nightmare, I don't know what he'd call it. But I was laying there in the bed, and we've got that big old pine bed post and stuff. I woke up, my eyes is open, and I looked through the slats in that bed and big old post, and it's just, I could still see their face today like they was two demons from hell. Amen, that was there at the bottom of the bed, and they had my cover, and they was trying to pull it down. And I had a hold of that cover tight, and I couldn't, just like as hard as I could hold it. And I thought, oh goodness, them demons of hell's wanting me. And you know what I did? I pulled a Geraldine on them. Sister Geraldine, I said, Jesus, 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 I need you, Lord. And boy, that day, hey, in that dark of that room, praise God, them demons are looking at me through this slat in that bed. I praise be to God, I can still see her face today. Jesus, the Lord of glory spoke to my heart, came in that room, illuminated that place, and he said, what are you holding on for? Told you, I'm not afraid of dark no more. He said, what are you holding on for? He said, let them have that old outward cloak. I turned loose those covers. He said, I've covered you with the robe of my righteousness. He said, let them have that old filthy cloak. Praise God. He said, I'll give you a cloak of covering.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. I let go of that and I don't crave to it no more. Amen. Why? Because I've been sealed, praise God. I've been bought. I've been pried. Amen. Sin's been taken away. The demons of hell can't touch me. Amen. Old demon, old devil's nymphs may come along and he may try to agitate me, he may try to afflict me, but praise be to God, there's a God of glory that loves me and takes care of me. Amen. The same God that loves you, take care of you, praise God, is there for you. He said it's undefiled. He said it fadeth not away. That means even over time, it don't go away. You say, well, preacher, if it's our flesh, then we'd run out of time sometime. Yeah, we would. But see, he's not saving our flesh. He saves our soul. He saves that inward man. I mean, that spiritual man. That's who he's saving. He said, as fadeth not away, he said, it's reserved. Amen. This old flesh ain't reserved. Huh? This flesh ain't reserved. It's that inward man that's reserved. He said, it's kept, who are kept by the power of God. I like that part. Amen. I don't keep myself. There's a fella told me the other day, I talked to him out there in Lowe's, and he said, yeah, preacher. He said, yeah, you fundamental independent Bible believing Baptist, you believe in eternal security. Amen. He said, what if you sin? I said, what if I do? He said, you'll be lost. I said, no, I can't be lost because I'm kept.
Amen.
He said, what do you mean? I said, it's not up to me to keep me no more. I'm serving a risen Savior today, praise God. It has higher authority in the keeping of this little old preacher.
Amen.
I don't keep myself no more. Praise God, I put my faith in myself in Him. He's keeping me, praise God. And He'll deliver me, praise God, safe on yonder shore. Say, preacher, you ain't worried about dying and going to hell. Not one whit. Amen. I've committed myself to Him. And I've told you before, if I die and go to hell, Jesus will go with me. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord. When we get through down there, the devil will be saved. The demons of hell will be saved. Hell will be a good place to live. Amen. But I want to tell you, praise God, authority of God. The Lord God of glory is keeping me. I'm saved forever, praise God. You say, well, preacher, you mean if you sin? You're talking about flesh. I'm going to. John, I'll probably do something I shouldn't do before I get out of here. Before I get through this day. Before I get through this life, I know I will. Amen. But that's not what's going to get me to heaven. Not how good Jeff Massey is. You see, one day they'll say, well, Brad, he was a sorry... I remember he was a sorry scoundrel. Say, man. I seen a fellow the other day, I told you. Oh boy, I went to school with... He was sitting down there at the store, stopped after nursing home to get a drink, and he's sitting there and he looked at me and talked to me a minute, and he said, you look like a preacher. Amen. He said, I know you can't be. He said, I know how you used to be. He said, I know how we used to be. I put my hand on his shoulder. I said, yeah. I said, but I'm not that way no more.
Amen.
I said, let me tell you what happened to me. To Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, praise God, came to my heart on Wednesday night, 1976, and saved my soul.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He's talking about all the problems he had. I said, yeah, everybody's got problems. But I said, have you ever thought about casting them on the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Because He cares for you. Amen. He said, well, I don't know about that. I said, I know for a fact. He loves you, cares for you just as much as He does me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, He loves us, praise God, with a godly love, with an agape love today. Praise God. He loves us and He cares for us. He seals us, praise God. Amen. Takes care of that old fleshly part. He said we're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Amen. How are we kept? Through faith. That's that inward man. It's not the physical man, how good we are. This physical man, this physical man is deceptive. Amen. It's in corruption. Amen. It lives in corruption. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 41. He said, there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor and it's raised in glory. It's sown in weakness and it's raised in power. It is sown a natural body. Now listen, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is, now this is the authority of God's Word, a spiritual body. He said, so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit, a living spirit. Amen? That's what lives in me and you today if we've been born again. He said, howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is the earth earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And as the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, now listen to this, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, the flesh and blood, that flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. See, one of these days, we're going to have to lay this old body down. One of these days, praise God, we'll fly away and leave the body behind. Amen. And we'll receive that glorified body like unto the Lord's. Amen. It's not the flesh that's saved. If we ain't careful, we'll get beat down trying to keep this flesh under control instead of submitting it to the Lord. Amen. Amen. We have to submit ourselves to the Lord God and allow Him to keep us this morning. We can't keep ourselves. Amen. You say, well, preacher, are you sure? Look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. The Bible says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Let me ask you a question. What dies? I told you the other night, when a saint of God dies, nothing of God dies. Amen. When a saint of God dies, nothing of God dies. So what dies? The flesh. It is appointed unto man once to die. This old flesh is going to die. I hate to bust your bubble. You may be making a whole lot of plans for a long, long time, but one of these days, you're going to die. Now, I ain't trying to depress you and get you in mully grubs this morning. I'm just telling you the fact. One of these days, you'll die. It's appointed a man wants to die. But after this judgment, what's going to stand in judgment? That spiritual man. Wonder who we ought to be feeding the most? The one that's going to stand before the Lord and give an account. This old physical body, amen, we try to pamper it and we dress it up and doll it up and buy it new shoes and all kind of war paint and primp it up and dress it up. But praise God, it's going to die. But we neglect our spiritual man, that soul of man. We don't give it nothing. We don't want to feed it at all. And we wonder why we struggle. Amen. But if we got the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we've been born again. Amen. That's the secret. The flesh is not saved. Amen. The flesh is not of God. It's not the seed of God. Our flesh is the seed of man. Amen. We were conceived by our mother and our father. We're seed of men. But our soul, when we're born from above, praise God, it's the seed of God. Amen. That's the part that will be preserved. This old flesh, it's natural. It's going to lust and desire and have all these things it wants to chase after. Amen. That's why we got to. It's prone to sin. Amen. But we got to remember, praise God, it's not the flesh that's saved. What's saved forever? Whosoever is born of God. That's what He says, isn't it? That's what's saved forever. Whosoever is born of God. That's the part of man that's saved. And that's the part that's saved forever. In 1 John chapter 1, the Lord tells us this. 1 John chapter 5, I'm sorry. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1. You say, well, preacher, how do we know who in here is going to be saved forever and who's going to be lost forever? Because, I mean, that's where we're at. We're either saved forever or lost forever. Amen? When it all boils down to it, we'll die and be dead forever or we'll live forever. So who's going to live forever? Whosoever is born of God, that's who's going to live forever. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, it says, whosoever believeth, who is that? Whosoever that believeth, Jesus is Christ, is born of God. Amen. That's so simple, as I always say. You can, as Brother Ari White used to tell me, take those high and lofty things off the top shelf and put them on the bottom shelf where little kids can get them, and then you're preaching. I want to say, praise God, that's preaching right there.
Amen.
Amen. He said, whoever, hey, praise God, whoever believes and trusts the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what's born of God.
Amen.
Amen. When we put our faith and our confidence, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Those are the ones that's born again. When we do that, we take ourselves, our focus off of ourselves, and we put our focus on Him. He begins, he becomes the main attraction. You know why there's so many things in this life that want to drag us away? Because our focus ain't right. When we make the Lord Jesus Christ the main attraction, it changes everything, it changes every aspect of our thinking.
Amen.
It changes every part of even the fiber of our being.
Amen.
Amen. When we realize those that's born of God, amen, whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. That inward spirit, that inward soul, amen, is born of God. That inward man, it's not that outward man that believes. That outward man, the Bible said, it's condemned already because it's in unbelief. Amen? But it's that inward man that makes a difference. In closing, he says at Hebrews 10:14, amen, so he says, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Amen. Them that are, he said, for by one offering, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ hath perfected forever. Not for a day or two, and then you lose it and have to get it again. Or not for a week or two, or a month or two, or a year or two. But he said, for by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Oh, those that are growing in holiness, by the way. That's what that means. How do we grow in holiness? By accepting the Lord Jesus Christ and getting close to Him.
Amen.
Trusting Him, getting closer every day. Pulling up. So what sends us to hell? What's the sin? I asked the folks that believe in don't believe in eternal security, what sin sends you to hell? I'll tell you what sin sends you to hell. Unbelief.
Amen.
You mean it's not cussing, preacher? No. You mean it's not drinking, it's not whoremonging, it's not drug addiction? No. The sin that sends you to hell is unbelief. Amen? Not believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ that died for my sins and yours.
Amen.
That's what sends you to hell.
Amen?
Saved forever if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, been born again. But that sin that condemns is that sin of unbelief. Amen. Amen. Don't be caught in that sin of unbelief. What gets us past that sin of unbelief? Faith. Our faith gets us past unbelief. Faith allows us. For by grace are you saved through faith. Not of yourself.
Amen.
Not of yourself. He said God gives you an abundance of faith to believe the precious Word of God. That Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. Took upon Himself all my sin and yours on the cross of Calvary. So much so that the Father turned His back. He couldn't even look on all that sin. He didn't turn His back on the Son. He turned His back on the sin.
Man.
He didn't even want, Lord God, I thought about that the other day. I about had me a running fit. He didn't want to see all the awful things that Jeff Massey was going to do.
Amen.
He said, you know what? He said, I'm just going to allow my son to take care of that for him.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. And it's gone, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
He forgive me.
God.
He forgives me. I'm His. Amen. I'm saved. Saved forever. And I know, are you saved this morning?
Amen.
Saved forever. You know it. Amen.